screen, on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
Just after 1 o'clock, Lucy Hickmott has the latest news for Kent.
Two teenagers will go on trial next year after denying killing a 17-year-old in Gillingham. Kyle Yule was stabbed to death in East Street last month. 19-year-old Victor Mabe-Fasira from St John's Road in the town will appear in court again in April, along with a 16-year-old boy from Sittingbourne.
KMFM News.
Social workers are warning their workloads are becoming unmanageable as figures reveal 500 children a day in England are being declared at risk of abuse. Serious child protection cases known as Section 47s, have doubled in the last 7 years. Gabrielle Shaw is from the National Association for People Abused in Childhood and says things could actually be much worse than reported.
This is unlikely to be the totality of it. We know that child abuse is a vastly underreported crime, and so even though we may be shocked and think 500 new cases a day, I'm afraid there'll be many, many more children out there.
New advice teaching children what to do if they're caught up in a terror attack is being made available to schools in the UK for the first time. Youngsters between 11 and 16 will be urged to run to safety, hide and tell police as part of a new video. It's claimed there could be queues at Dover and food left rotting in trucks if a new customs system isn't brought in by the time the UK leaves the EU. It's 500 days to go until Brexit. A parliamentary report says businesses face huge disruption if things aren't put in place before 2019. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis says it's not the only issue to be resolved.
Theresa May has a problem on her hands because the Tory party is split into those MPs who want a kind of hard Brexit and those MPs who want a soft Brexit.
Four teenagers arrested on suspicion of raping a woman in Canterbury have been released without charge. Police are still investigating after it's said to have happened in Downs Road in the early hours of Sunday. Part of the M2's shut this afternoon after a lorry caught fire near Bluebell Hill. As you've been hearing in travel, the road's closed in both directions, causing long delays. Smoke's billowing out across the carriageway. Emergency services are dealing with the blaze and no one's been hurt.
This is KMFM.
Nearly 100 illegally imported puppies have been seized in just 1 week during an undercover operation in Kent. The dogs, some of which were only a few weeks old, were rescued during stings at Folkestone's Eurotunnel and the Port of Dover. The Dogs Trust carried out the operation and say vaccinations and documents are often faked to get pets into the country in the run-up to Christmas. Adam Levy is from the charity.
Obviously, this is something that's going on all throughout the year, but what we do tend to find is around Christmas time, we see a real spike in this activities. But I've got to be honest, as high as that figure is, we still believe this just to be the tip of the iceberg.
You can hear more of our chat with Adam. We've tweeted it at KMFM News. Police investigating burglaries in Staplehurst and East Farley have charged a man. The 42-year-old is accused of breaking into houses in the area and having an offensive weapon in a public place. He's due to appear in court next month. Deal Piers getting a £500,000 refurbishment as it celebrates its 60th anniversary. Council bosses have approved the plans, which include resurfacing, replacing wooden seating and structural repairs. Work's expected to start in the next few months. And you've got until March the 1st next year to spend any old paper £10 notes. The Bank of England says that's when they'll stop becoming legal tender. A new plastic one was introduced in September.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Sports Minister and Chatham MP Tracy Crouch says the FA needs to take a long, hard look at itself over how the Ennio Luco case was handled. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, it took three investigations to find former England women's manager Mark Sampson guilty of using discriminatory language towards the striker. FA chairman Greg Clark's apologised for that. Speaking to MPs, Crouch says she's not impressed.
The FA handled the whole incident really badly. It was a mess. In a way, it has quite rightly taken the shine off the work that the FA has done on reform of its governance.
Elsewhere, Gillingham are hoping Mark Byrne will still be able to play on Saturday after breaking a bone in his hand. The midfielder played the final stages of Gill's game against Bury with the injury, which he got after landing awkwardly from a header. He's seeing a specialist before this weekend's game. And British tennis fans hoping to see Rafa Nadal in London later this week are out of luck after he pulled out of the season-ending ATP World Tour finals. The world number one still not recovered from a knee injury.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.